Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Quint Studer, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Studer Community Institute. Studer, I, with the letter I, Studer, C-U-D-E-R-I.com is the website. And his books are there, Healing Physician Burnout, The Great Employee Handbook, and Being a Vibrant Community. That's just a few of his outstanding books. A couple of good reports you'll find on his website, Thriving on the Other Side, How Your Community Can Recreate Vibrancy After COVID-19, and others that are there, Leading in Uncertain Times. Hey, Quint, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I want to ask you about, I don't want to get controversial, but teaching communities how to lead, is part of that having their own, being self-determined within the community about how to respond to something like this? Because I've been saying for a long time, for a couple of months now, Quint, next year we're going to have COVID-21. We're going to get hit. It may not be COVID-21. It might be COVID-25. 5 years from now, we may have this again. Our community is going to need to say, okay, Governor, we get it, but this is our community. We're going to behave the way we think we should behave for our own benefit. What do you think? Can we do that? Can we come together? What do you think?
Well, I think some will. I think the challenge we're going to have, of course, is certainly by then you're going to see how many businesses do make it, don't make it. You and I were talking off the air that we did a survey here of small businesses, and we had as many as 53% of the small businesses question, will I make it out of here? I think cities are going to have to experiment, and they struggle with that. I mean, our mayor, to his benefit, is trying to close off some of our restaurants. In Florida here, you can have unlimited outside seating, 25% inside. So a lot of our restaurants don't have a lot of outside space. So he wants to close some streets to allow them to put more tables out. And, of course, we have people fighting that. They want their cars to drive through. Mm-hmm. And it sort of reminds me of, I always said, people that need jobs should make the decision, because sometimes people with the jobs or with guaranteed income don't want to change.
So well, see, that was the thing.
Experiment.
That was the thing that I've seen. I started paying more attention. All the people who thought we should continue to lock down, none of them owned businesses, and most of them had government or guaranteed payroll, paychecks, and people who have businesses and people who are laid off, they don't want to extend the lockdown, right? What do you think? What are the great leaders of the past? What can we learn from them? I know you like to study Churchill. What can we learn from great leaders of the past about this time?
Churchill, James Stockdale. I think Jim Collins has done a lot with the James Stockdale paradox, what he does. Number one is every one of them, both Churchill and Stockdale, was a prisoner of war, had this concept where every day they woke up and said, how do we turn the dial today? How do we know it's going to get better? But how do I look at harsh reality? And, you know, some of the harsh reality is, in 1968, we had a flu called H2N2, which killed over a million people countrywide, mm-hmm. over 100,000 in the U.S., and we had Woodstock at the same time. So I think there's some harsh reality that we just don't want to look at here, where no matter what we do, we're really just sort of, instead of pulling the Band-Aid off quick, we're pulling it off slowly. We're probably going to end up with the same numbers. We're just going to have so many more casualties in small businesses. Just can't make it.
Well, that's exactly right.
You know, and the
problem we have with our leadership, our political leaders, is they play checkers with their policy decisions when the world plays chess. You know, it's not one move at a time that you deal with and when you're making policy. It's like a chess game. The next move you make will create the next six moves. And there's unintended consequences. Right. You know, you got about half, I think somewhere around half of the people who've died with this COVID-19 were elderly, were in nursing, were they literally in nursing homes? Well, you got to ask, my mother and father both died in a nursing home. You got to ask, how many of those people were going to die this year anyway? You know what I mean? I don't think that's a rude thing to ask. What do you think?
I think you have age and obesity. 84% of the people that passed away also in hospitals are obese.
Yeah.
So you've got those two issues. And I think, you know, that's where I think some of the more astute governors who have said, we've got to focus in on the nursing homes. And, and sometimes it's the employees that go in and out of them that we've got to look at versus the whole rest of the country, because we've got to let these small businesses breathe, because they're going to have a rough time making it out. And I still believe small businesses are the key to this, or our whole life's going to be empty downtown and a one big Amazon.
Well, that, not only a big Amazon, but a big Google and a big Facebook. I mean, those guys, to me, after we reset China, we need to reset the big tech companies too. I wrote a book about this. Hey, Quinn, I need your website, please.
This is StuderEye.org.
I'm sorry, I've been saying it wrong, folks. StuderEye.org. Don't forget to check out the new reports there on leadership, and on what to do after, how to plan for what's coming up after all this coronavirus stuff is gone. Hey, Quinn, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.